This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG that no one is giving up hope.
We are all praying. We are all crying. We are all here with the suffering families, and we urge everyone to join us in prayers and in hopes that we can still continue. We are continuing for our search and rescue effort.
Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Some work was being done on the roof of the building, but it's not known if that was sufficient to have caused the collapse. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indexes closed at record highs on Thursday. The Dow also jumped almost 1% after President Biden embraced a bipartisan Senate infrastructure deal. This is VOA News. Turkish and U.S. military officials met in Turkey's capital to discuss plans for Turkish troops to continue securing Kabul's airport after U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan. AP's Zaria Shakli reports.
Turkey, NATO's only majority Muslim member, has offered to protect and run the Hamid Karzai International Airport, the main gateway into Afghanistan, after the alliance pulls out of the country. The country, which has around 500 non-combat troops in Afghanistan, is, however, seeking U.S. and other allies' support for the mission. Turkey also wants Pakistan and Hungary to be involved in the mission. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Roughly 650 U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats after the main American military force completes its withdrawal. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The departure of some 4,000 U.S. troops has been unfolding well before President Biden's September 11th deadline, and it will intensify over the next 2 weeks, according to inside sources. They tell the Associated Press about 650 service members will remain in Afghanistan, providing security for diplomats. And several hundred more will remain at the Kabul airport temporarily to assist Turkish troops, providing security. The U.S. expects to have most coalition personnel out by July 4th. The withdrawal comes as the Taliban accelerates its battlefield activities. That's fueling fears the Afghan government could collapse in a matter of months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An appeals court has suspended Rudy Giuliani from practicing law in New York because he made false statements while trying to get courts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the presidential race. An attorney disciplinary committee had asked the court to suspend Giuliani's license on the grounds that he'd violated professional conduct rules as he promoted theories that the election was stolen through fraud. The court agreed and said the suspension should be immediate, even though disciplinary proceedings are not yet complete because there was an immediate threat to the public. The court wrote the seriousness of the respondent's uncontroverted misconduct could not be overstated. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week, a sign that layoffs declined and the job market is improving. The Labor Department said Thursday jobless claims declined 7,000 from the previous week to 411,000. The number of weekly applications for unemployment aid has fallen steadily this year from about 900,000 in January. The level of claims generally reflects the pace of layoffs. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.